It's good that we can reopen. It's obviously a shame that we can't reopen to everybody, and that we're having to make lots of restrictions. But yeah, it's good to be able to open again and to provide a place of worship, particularly on a Friday, for the Muslim community. So we felt that we should be as cautious as possible. We've restricted the prayers just to the main obligatory prayers, and we've shortened the prayer times. We've restricted the numbers certainly, so that we keep our social distancing. So and only using the main prayer hall. So under normal circumstances, we could have over, well over 200 to 300 people in the mosque. We're going to have 30 people in the mosque at maximum at any one time. Toilets and ablution facilities will not be in use. People will have to bring their own prayer mats and bags for their shoes and their own masks and their own PPE basically. And there will be rigorous cleaning between any prayer time. So and there is a screening method over 65s. We are not allowing under 16s. We are not allowing anybody with a cardiovascular or heart condition, anybody with a respiratory or a lung or chest problem, anybody with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. We're not allowing into the mosque anybody who has been infectious within the last 14 days, or anybody living with anybody who has been infectious within the last 14 days, and obviously anybody showing signs and symptoms, temperatures, coughs, altered taste sensation, stomach problems, etc. And we are checking people's temperatures as they come to the mosque. There is a sort of pre-registration system. It can't just be like, 100 people turn up for 30 spaces. It's not a bun fight, so to speak. It's we have to pre-register people, and there's a sort of queuing, orderly queuing facility. So we try to control the process as much as we possibly can, and then it's in for the prayers. Not too much delays or lingering. Certainly no lingering about and out, leaving in an orderly fashion. We have a restricted telephone registration system where people can ring up and sort of book a slot, so to speak. And then if there are too much demand, then we will book people in for the next Friday if they want to come. And those people that have come this Friday may not get a slot. So you just sort of, it's a bit like rationing things out in reality. You just have to ration it out and hope that you're being fair to everybody in the process.